由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎你收听我们的节目。
It is a joy to know that you are there listening to this program.
我们很开心知道你又收听今天的天路导向了。
And we are always glad to hear from you.
而且我们是一直这样去希望收到你的来信的。
We are in the midst of a series of messages from the life of Abraham.
我们在这十集节目当中都在分享一个有关亚伯拉罕生平的信息系列，叫做信心之旅。
And in our last broadcast, we left Abraham struggling with the message from God.
而在上次节目结束的时候，我们讲到亚伯拉罕为着神对他讲的说话，内心有所挣扎。
That Isaac will be born to him and Sarah.
神对他讲话，他和撒拉要生一个仔，叫做以撒。
Abraham's own plan were not God's promises.
亚伯拉罕的计划和神的应许是不一致的。
Now Abraham has learned that his 90-year-old wife is going to bear a son to be the fulfillment of God's promise.
而现在亚伯拉罕就听了神的使者讲话，他那位90岁的太太是要按着神的应许为他生一个仔。
Sarah was a godly woman and a good wife to Abraham.
撒拉是一位虔诚去相信神的妇女，亦都是亚伯拉罕的好好的太太。
God was going to use Sarah, a woman, to fulfill his promise to Abraham.
神亦都要用撒拉呢一位好好嘅太太去成全佢对亚伯拉罕嘅应许。
In the past broadcasts, we have seen that after 13 years of spiritual stagnation,
喺前几次嘅节目当中，我哋睇到经过13年嘅灵性停滞不前之后
，Abraham and Sarah get revived and energized by El Shaddai.
El Shaddai 希伯来文的全能的神就亲自这样去复兴亚伯拉罕和撒拉，并且去激励他们两个人。
In chapter 18, verses 1 to 5,
在创世纪第18章1至5节里面，
The Lord appears to Abraham with two angels on each side.
耶和华的使者就去向亚伯拉罕显现了。
The Lord's appearance here is different from the previous times.
耶和华的使者在这一次的显现和以前几次是不一样的。
He did not come to Abraham in a dream.
他不是在梦里面向亚伯拉罕显现。
He did not come to him materialized as El Shaddai.
他不是用 El Shaddai 这种全能的神的物质化的方式向亚伯拉罕显现。
Abraham recognizes immediately that they were not ordinary human beings.
但是亚伯拉罕却是即刻就认得出他们不是一般的人。
So in an act of worship, Abraham bows down.
于是亚伯拉罕就向这几位上帝的使者去俯伏，去拜他们。
As if to say, My Lord, you know me, I am Abraham.
他似乎讲紧话，神啊，你认识我，我就是亚伯拉罕啊。
And if you are pleased with me, I want you to stop by my place.
如果我在你的眼前蒙恩的话，希望你能够在我这里留低下来。
Abraham was longing for the Lord's company.
亚伯拉罕是一直去渴望神的同在。
And with typical ancient hospitality, he washed their feet and prepared them food.
而照住古代传统的那种待客之道，他就替那些耶和华的使者去洗脚，并且他为耶和华的使者预备好食物。
In verses 6, 7, and 8, Abraham rushes into the tent and shares his excitement with Sarah.
如果你睇到创世纪第十八章第六节、第七节、第八节嗰度，亚伯拉罕就冲入去个帐篷当中，就好兴奋同佢嘅太太撒拉咁样讲啦。
Quick, prepare 3 measures of fine flour, knead it and make bread.
快啲，攞三个细亚细嘅面去调和，去做一啲饼出嚟。
The Bible says Sarah immediately sprang into action.
圣经就话撒拉就即刻去做啦。
Now I'm not advising husbands to habitually bring visitors unannounced to their wives, night after night.
各位弟兄姊妹，我喺呢一度并唔系要建议你作为丈夫嘅可以习惯咁样唔预先通知你嘅太太，就日日夜夜咁样带你嘅客人翻翻屋企。
But I know that when the occasion presents itself, it becomes an opportunity for wives to manifest their spirituality.
但是我知道，如果这些情形是偶尔发生的话，他们就会成为妻子去表现他的灵性修养的好机会。
I try to imagine old Abraham running into the tent. Sarah, rustle up some food. These are no ordinary visitors.
你可以试下幻想一下，一个好老的亚伯拉罕，100岁的亚伯拉罕就跑入去帐篷说，哎，撒拉，这些不是普通的客人，你快点帮他们整些食物吧。
And Sarah beautifully and graciously responds.
而撒拉就优雅大方地去回应她丈夫的要求。
If she has been one of these modern women, she would have exploded like a faulty pressure cooker.
你可以想想，如果撒拉是一位现代的女性的话，她可能就会好像一个有毛病的压力煲那样爆炸
了。
但是好在撒拉她的表现是又有风度又热情地去招待这些远方来的客人。
No wonder the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 3 chooses Sarah over all the other women in the Old Testament as an illustration of how to be a godly wife.
难怪使徒彼得在彼得前书第三章，在所有的旧约妇女当中，选择了撒拉作为一个敬虔妻子的模范。
Now, she was not perfect.
当然撒拉并不是一个完美的人。
Nor was Abraham.
而亚伯拉罕亦都唔系一个完美嘅人。
But with amazing resilience, she showed strength of character under the pressure of the unexpected.
但系喺呢一种预料唔到嘅压力底下，撒拉所表现出嚟嗰种乐观豁达嘅性格系非常之值得赞许噶。
Sarah was gracious and hospitable, so was Abraham.
撒拉是非常之好客，而亚伯拉罕亦都是一样。
He did not just sit and put his feet up, letting Sarah do all the work.
亚伯拉罕并没有就咁坐喺度翘起佢嘅二郎腿，而让撒拉一个人自己去忙。
No,
亚伯拉罕并冇咁做噶。
After washing their feet, he ran to his herd and chose the best of his cattle.And gave it to his servants to prepare for the honored guest.
在帮这些由远方而来的耶和华的使者这些贵宾洗完脚之后，亚伯拉罕又跑到去牛群里面，就选取一只最好最好的牛犊，让他的仆人为这些远方来的客人预备菜肴。
In verses 9 to 12, the Lord asked for Sarah by name.
而去到第九节到第十二节这一段当中，神就指名道姓问到撒拉在哪里，究竟发生什么事呢？让我们休息一下，我们一阵回来继续跟你讲。
Listening friends, I want to tell you something very important.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想告诉你一件很重要的事。
Christ always calls you by name.
基督是知道你的名字的，他认识你，他每次叫你都会按着你的名字来呼唤你。
Do you know that Jesus always calls you by name?
你知不知道耶稣一向都认识你，会直呼你的名字呢？
Jesus called Zacchaeus by name to come down from the top of the tree.
如果你睇过新约圣经福音书嘅话，耶稣系叫到撒该嘅名字，让撒该从桑树上面落嚟。
He called Nathanael by name.
耶稣能够叫得出拿但业嘅名。
And he knew him before he saw him.
而且佢对拿但业讲话：我未见到你，我已经认识你啦。
He told the Samaritan woman all about her past.
耶稣对嗰个撒玛利亚嘅妇人讲出呢一个撒玛利亚妇人以前嘅一切嘅事。
He knew her by name.
耶稣亦都知道呢一个撒玛利亚嘅妇人嘅名。
All things are known to him.
耶稣系无所不知，系知道晒所有嘅事噶。
So in verse 10, the Lord repeats the promise of the coming son by Sarah.
于是在第十节，神又重复了一个撒拉一定会生一个仔的应许。
Some of you might say, wait a minute, why is the Lord repeating himself?
你可能会问，等一下，为什么神要重复他讲过的说话呢？
He already told Abraham in chapter 17 that he will have a son.
神已经在第十七章那里讲过亚伯拉罕有一个仔的了。
Oh, you see, Abraham knew about it, but he did not tell Sarah.
没错，亚伯拉罕一早就知道这一件事了，但是可能他没告诉撒拉听。
And the Lord knew that Sarah was eavesdropping in the inner tent.
而且神都知道撒拉现在正在帐篷里面偷听他们说的话。
And he wanted to make sure that she heard it.
神就要让撒拉系听见呢一件事。
In chapter 17, God prepared Abraham for the promise of blessing.
喺第十七章嗰度，神就预备咗亚伯拉罕嘅心，让亚伯拉罕系接受呢一种应许嘅福分。
But Abraham did not rush home to break the news to Sarah.
但系亚伯拉罕并冇好快好快咁样赶翻屋企，将呢一个消息报俾撒拉知道。
So in Genesis 18, the Lord prepares Sarah for that news.
因此在创世纪第十八章里面，神就预备了撒拉的心，让撒拉去接受这个消息。
In verse 12, she could not fathom what she had just heard.
如果你睇翻创世纪第十八章第十二节嘅话，你应该可以睇到撒拉系简直冇办法去理解佢所听到嘅嘢。
Can you picture someone who is 99 years of age walking into the house and calls his 90-year-old wife and says, "Guess what? We're gonna have a baby."
你试下谂下呢一件事可唔可能发生？就系咧一个99岁嘅伯伯。就翻翻去屋企，同佢90岁嘅太太讲话：，你知唔知乜嘢事啊？我哋即将要生一个仔啦。
It is probably enough to give her a heart attack.
如果喺今日嘅话，呢一句说话可能会让佢嘅太太心脏病发。
But instead of a heart attack, Sarah laughed to herself in the kitchen.
但系撒拉却冇心脏病发，而系自己喺厨房里面偷笑。
She did not think that anyone will know about this.
撒拉认为唔会有人知道呢一件事噶。
But the Lord did.
但系神系知道佢谂紧乜嘢。
But also notice that the Lord does not rebuke Sarah for laughing.
但系请你留意，神并冇责备撒拉点解匿喺厨房嗰度去暗暗偷笑。
Instead of rebuking Sarah, the Lord asks Abraham why Sarah is laughing.
神唔单止冇责备撒拉，反而问下亚伯拉罕点解撒拉要暗暗咁样偷笑呢
？I think this is a rebuke for Abraham for not passing the news onto his wife。
我怀疑咁样做神系要责备亚伯拉罕，责备亚伯拉罕冇将嗰个消息话俾佢嘅太太知道。
In verse 14, listen to what the Lord said。
请你去睇下。创世纪第十八章第十四节，神讲嘅嘢。
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
上主嘅话系话到耶和华岂有难成嘅事吗
？James tells us if we are asking and not receiving，
新约嘅雅各喺雅各书同我哋讲话，我哋求也得不着。
It is because we ask wrongly.
是因为我们妄求。
It is because we ask selfishly.
是因为我们求得自私。
It is because we ask ignorantly.
是因为我们求得无知。
Is anything too difficult for the Lord?
耶和华岂有难成的事吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是没有的。
It is we who need to learn the lesson of knowing what to do with what he gives us.
但是我们要学习明白到底神要赐给我们什么，我们应该怎样去做。
In the book of Numbers, God says to Moses,
如果你看回旧约民数记那里，神就跟摩西说了，
Is the Lord's power limited?
神的能力究竟是否有限呢？
Jeremiah said to the Lord, Nothing is too difficult for you.
耶利米就对神说，在你里面是没有难成的事的。
In Luke chapter 1 verse 37, the angel Gabriel told the Virgin Mary of the coming pregnancy with these words.
在路加福音第一章37节，天使加百列就同童贞女玛利亚讲，话佢将要怀孕。佢讲乜嘢呢？
For nothing will be impossible with God.
因为出于神嘅话系冇一句唔带能力噶。
Let's get back to the book of Genesis.
让我们翻翻去睇下创世记嘅内容。
In verse 15 of chapter 18.
喺第十八章创世记第十八章第十五节。
Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I didn't laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh."
撒拉就害怕啦，讲大话话我冇笑。而嗰一位神嘅使者就话唔系，你真系笑咗。
Out of fear, Sarah denied her laughter.
撒拉因为害怕就不承认她笑过。
But as a result of her encounter with the Lord, Sarah became a woman of faith.
但是由于她曾经面对过神，撒拉就成为了一位有信心的妇女了。
And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11 tells us that she was a woman of faith.
而希伯来书第十一章第十一节就话俾我哋听，撒拉系一位有信心嘅妇女。
In Genesis 18:16 to 19，
喺创世记第十八章第十六节到第十九节
，We see a beautiful picture of Abraham walking with the Lord。
我哋睇到亚伯拉罕同神同行嘅嗰一幅美丽嘅图画
，Communing with the Lord。
佢同神去交谈
，fellowshipping with the Lord。
佢去同神去相处
，communicating on a deep level with the Lord。
佢同神有深入嘅沟通。
My listening friend, as I conclude, I want to ask you several questions。
亲爱嘅听众朋友，喺我哋结束今日嘅节目之前，我想问你几条问题。
Do you take time to commune with God?
你有没有花时间去跟神去沟通去交谈呢？
Do you take time to hear the voice of God?
你有没有花时间去聆听主的声音呢？
Or do you get so busy that your fellowship with God takes less and less time?
可能因为你太忙了，以至于你跟神相处的时间越来越少。
Until you become spiritually dry.
直至你有一日灵性已经枯干了。
Then when you get into trouble, you say, "Why has God forsaken me?"
而喺嗰一刻，你就遇上一啲麻烦嘅事，你喺嗰时就话神点解要撇弃我呢
？In reality, it is you who have forsaken him by ceasing to daily fellowshipping with him.
但系喺事实上，个问题出现系因为你唔再每日同神相处，反而远离咗神。
Will you come back to him today?
你今日愿唔愿意翻翻去神面前呢
？Will you say to him, Lord, I am sorry that I have forsaken my time with you?
如果你愿意的话，请你同我一起去讲话，主啊，对不住，是我放弃了同你一起的时间。
Lord, forgive me my negligence of communing with you.
主啊，赦免我疏忽了同你相处的时刻。
Help me to make my walking daily with you to be the priority of my life.
帮助我，让我每日同你同行，让这件事成为我生命当中最重要的事。我的祷告是奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求，阿们。
And if you've made that decision, write and tell us.
如果你同我正话作了这样的祈祷的话，请你去写信话返给我们听，让我们知道你是回应，是愿意同主再次在返埋一起。
In our next program, we will see the benefits of daily walking with God.
在下一次节目当中，我们就要看看究竟每日同神去同行的好处了。
God will reveal to you his secrets when you commune with him.
当你是与神的心灵相通的时候，神就会将他的奥秘向你显明。而在这里送上一首由 Highway 主唱的《没有你哪有我》，因为我们的生命真正这样是要将他一生去交托，为主真正去活着。我们要每日同主去同行，去将主的话语传到去世界各方，使万民都是认识我们的主，就是那位生命的主，就是那位全能的主。
试过将一生交托，为你真正活过，从来未尽用我恩赐，心知你恩有许多。回头望过去一生的经过，唯有你的火光照路途，每一步去冲破障碍。怎么可有我？
各位弟兄姊妹，我们今天看过亚伯拉罕和撒拉的故事，我们看到神怎样应许他们在100岁和90岁的时候仍然能够去生出一个后裔。但是各位弟兄姊妹，我们今天看到的最重要就是亚伯拉罕他生命的转变。他由之前86岁到99岁的时候是没有一件很重要的事在他生命当中发生，去到他99岁的时候原来是重新回到去主的当中，他才有那一种的改变。各位弟兄姊妹，不知道你的生命有没有这样的改变呢？我和麦克牧师一直都希望你的生命能够借住去收听福音广播，去借住去收听有关圣经当中每一个的故事，每一件的好消息，让你的生命能够转化，是认识我们的主耶稣基督，认识我们生命的主宰。如果你是有任何的信仰的疑问，或者想讨论我们面对天路导向这个节目所表达的东西的话，欢迎你写信给我们。请你是写信来到香港九龙大友街1号10楼。我们也都很开心，如果你是好像正话跟我们作了一个决志的祈祷的话，也都请你写信来告诉我们听，让我们一起去分享那一种的喜悦。我们今天节目的时间又到这里了，愿神去大大赐福给你，在每一日当中愿祂是带领你的生命，在你的生命当中同你同行。再会。